This is the first time in my memory that there's been any argument over the 50-day sitting requirement for a year. And because the parliament didn't meet too much in August when it reconvened and early September, it would have to meet on weekends in order to get the required 50 days in. There was a big hullabaloo about it. Finally, everybody agreed they would do it, and then they've had a bunch of no-shows on weekend dates, and even on a Monday. Last week, they couldn't muster a quorum. So, yeah, it's been a pretty unusual session of Parliament, which reflects the looming election in 2 months.
Is there any possibility at all that if they don't sort this out by the requisite date, which is not too far away now, that the election could be delayed?
I don't see how that would happen. It's just a question of how people, I suppose, what kind of fallout there is from the public over the lack of meeting time. And the sessions are broadcast live on the government radio station here, which gives everybody a chance to listen in. And my feeling is people really appreciate that. They like to hear the sessions going. And so these lack of quorum situations don't sit very well with the public.
And there's still a small matter of the annual budget to be passed, I gather. Time is running very short.
Yeah, that's probably going to come out this week. I would imagine they'll get it approved. They ran through budget hearings pretty much in record time a couple weeks back, just several days of public hearings. So presumably that's ready to go at the point at which the government wants to push it through. But to meet the 50-day requirement, looks like they'll have to meet right up until September 30th, which is the constitutionally required cutoff date in an election year when the parliament dissolves.
Now, from the difficulties of doing politics in Marshall Islands to the difficulty of doing business, the Pacific International Incorporated, they're the largest construction company in Marshall Islands. And to cut a long story short, they're involved in a dispute with the Federated States of Micronesia over a long-running construction project. It was terminated, in fact, in 2013, and they're trying to get their money back. It's proving quite difficult.
Yes, it is. They eventually filed suit late last year, then went into mediation. A mediator appointed by both sides from the U.S. held a session recently, and it resulted in approval of a significant settlement for Pacific International Inc., but the Federated States of Micronesia hasn't acted on it. So now the construction company's gone back to court in FSM and asked the court to enforce the mediation judgment. So the big question of whether or not this construction company will get what apparently is due it according to an agreement it signed with the government of Micronesia.
What this does, I suppose, though, is send out all the wrong signals to other companies that might be thinking of bidding for contracts in that part of the world.
Well, significantly, this contract that Pacific International won a few years ago in Chuuk State in the Federated States of Micronesia, they were the only construction company to bid on it. So that tells something. Just about how, you know, construction companies look at doing business in the islands. Secondarily, you've got a company here in Madrid that knows how to do business. I mean, they thrive. They're an ongoing business, and even a business that's already in the islands is having this challenge. That really shows you how difficult it is to do business out here.
And one of the points to mention, the question of Marshall Islanders being deported from the United States. Now, the numbers here are not big, but they are rising. Do we know why?
I think this simply reflects the ongoing increase in the number of Marshall Islanders who've moved to the United States under the Compact of Free Association that allows visa-free travel to the U.S. It's hard to know exactly how many are there, but estimates are at least 30,000 Marshall Islanders now living in the United States. And so as we see an average of 16 people being deported every year, actually that number has been up in the 30s. I think the highest was 37 a couple of years ago. So we can see that those numbers are rising, and I think it just reflects the increasing population in the U.S.